If we're doing a title, might be one here. I've got, you can choose. I put, benefits. Benefits. You know, it's just what, with the Holy Spirit and what we're dealing with and what we just talked about this morning. You know, it's tough sometimes being a Christian, isn't it? You know, and to do the right thing. Because, you know, there's times when we want, that ugly flesh wants to rear up. Yeah, it does, doesn't it? Yeah, hey, I'm there. I get it. And so I talk to people, and people sometimes say, well, you know, I'm saved, but man, that other stuff, I mean, what, why? What? Come to church or read the Bible or why? You know, why? There's benefits. Amen. There is benefits. This morning, I'm not going to beat you over the head with the Bible. We don't do that anyway here. Now, if you feel that way, then that's the Holy Spirit stepping on your toes. But we don't do that here. But the Holy Spirit gave me this message. And it was so amazing because it's stuff that we don't think about much. I mean, we think about them, but we don't think about them in the way that I was presented with this stuff. You know, Corey's been preaching on your foundation. What's our foundation? Jesus. Jesus is our foundation. And we talked about putting the right things on our foundation. You know, the righteous things. And I talked about one Sunday being intentionally living, intentional for God. And then Howdy, a couple of weeks ago, he talked about confidence. And then last week, Rusty talked about relentlessly expecting. Isn't that a good one? So I came up with this sentence, well, me and the Holy Spirit. Give credit where credit's due. So when we understand all those things, we start walking intentionally with confidence, relentlessly expecting. Now, hey, thank you. Give the Holy Spirit a hand. Yeah, that was good. The Holy Spirit's good. So what does that mean? It means there's benefits. So this morning, those benefits, we're going to talk about the fullness of God. Amen? So, because I've never thought about the fullness of God. I mean, what is fullness? What does that mean? Fullness. Biblically, it means state of completeness, wholeness, or reaching a desired state or purpose. In the Greek, it also implies completion or fulfillment. Amen? So, when I think of, because I've told y'all know Ricky's a little different. You know, the Holy Spirit deals with me differently. He's got a sense of humor, and that's the way he has to deal with me. Amen? And so, I'm thinking, how do we really get into the fullness thing? What is the fullness? You know, what does that really look like as a Christian? So I pose this question to you. Have you ever eaten so much? No, wait. So you think you know where I'm going, but you don't. Have you ever eaten so much and then you go, oh, I shouldn't do this, but I'm going to have that cherry cobbler or whatever. And you do it, and then an hour later, you're sitting in your chair going, why did I do that? Oh, I am so miserable. I'm sure I'm probably the only one. Oh, thank you. There's only a couple. But if you've ever done that, you're not experiencing the fullness of God because you're miserable. You see, that was so because when you have the fullness of God, you're just comfortable all the time. You just walk around and it's so, when God feeds you, it's like you're just there. There's never a miserable moment. We allow ourselves to get in those miserable moments. But with God, we don't have those miserable moments. Amen? So I've got 9 quick things. What do y'all laugh for when I said quit? This side over here is a little unruly this morning. Y'all need to calm down over there. My Lord. Can y'all believe that? You can. Okay, number one. We're going to talk about the first thing is the fullness of life. The fullness of life. What does that mean? Well, we know that in John 10:10, the first part of that, it says that the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But the second part of that verse says, Jesus, I came so that you would have life and life more abundantly. Amen? See, isn't that good? That we can have abundant life and we're not miserable. Amen. When we have that abundant life, that means at one years ago when I actually ministered on that verse, that word abundant meant beyond measure. Do you realize that we can have life beyond measure? More than. Over. Wow. What is that? So good. See, in John 10:10, it talks about that it speaks of Jesus coming to offer a life that is both spiritually and eternally abundant. See, a lot of times that as we get to walking through life as Christians, we get to thinking about just the physical aspect, right? You know, especially as we get older, when we think about the physical aspect with hurt and pains and aches and pains and, you know, it's easy sometimes to get caught up in that physical, but when we're following God and we're walking with God, we can enjoy that fullness of life and we're full spiritually. Amen? Ooh, that's good. Somebody ought to holler right there. John 14:6 says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. So when we have fullness of life, what are we walking in? We're walking in the fullness of God. Amen? Amen? But see, we have to do the walking in order to enjoy the fullness. Okay? Some people's cases, it's a limp instead, but we're getting there, right? That's right. To enjoy the fullness of God, we have to walk in that. We can't expect God just to go, poof, there's your fullness. It's not the way it works. See, we have to tap into the fullness of God. So that in order for us to have fullness of life, we have to understand, Jesus said what? I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. Amen? So if we're going to have fullness of life, obviously Jesus has something to do with it. Did y'all catch on to that? Wasn't that neat how that was? Okay, number two. I told y'all this quick. Y'all may make a buffet somewhere. Number two, fullness of light. It's the second thing I want y'all to get this morning. See, the fullness of light presents God's perfect nature, characterized by truth, holiness, and revelation. See, that God's light, we get to experience God's glory and His presence because of God's light. Amen? Y'all go to 1 John. That's over there toward the back. A couple of chapters before Revelation, if you're... No wonder that didn't look right. I was in 1 Peter. Turn to the wrong page. 1 John, chapter 1, verse 5. Say amen if you're there. Amen. Say oh my if you're not. Okay, everybody's there. Verse 5 says, this then is the message which we have heard of Him and declare unto you that God is, everybody say it, light, is no darkness at all. Now, listen to, want you to hear what, if you don't have the Amplified. This is the message of God's promised revelation, which we have heard from Him and now announced to you, that God is light. He is holy. His message is truthful. He is perfect in righteousness, and in Him there is no darkness at all. No sin, no wickedness, no imperfection. Amen. Right? So the Word backs up what we're talking about. The Word says that He is light. Amen? Number three. Fullness of strength. So see, as we talk about the fullness of God, if we're walking with Jesus, then we get to enjoy fullness of life, fullness of light, fullness of strength. Man, what a God that we get to serve. What a God that we get to serve. Fullness of strength, experiencing God's power of sufficiency in all aspects of life. Able to face challenges, spiritual, emotional, mental, all aspects of life. Enables us to fulfill our purpose that God has for us. Amen? I was reading over this yesterday, and I have more notes than normal, but there's quite a few of these. And so as I was reading over this, and I got to that fullness of strength, and the Holy Spirit's like, but in order to have fullness with strength, fullness of strength, and really to have fullness of any of these, you get out what you put into it. Amen? In other words, if you're putting half into it, you're going to get half out of it. If you're putting half in, if you're not all in with God, then you're only going to get half of it. You're not going to get fullness of strength. Amen? So I encourage you today to up your game. Some of you may go, oh, I feel so bad. Don't feel bad. Just do it. That's all God wants. He wants us to walk in that. So why not do it? I want to enjoy the benefits, because life's hard enough without being able to have fullness of strength. When that devil attacks me, I have the fullness of strength of God. And I know that I say, devil, be gone. I'm tired of dealing with you. I am healed by your stripes. That's what the Word says. Amen? But in order to enjoy that fullness of strength, or the fullness of light, or the fullness of life, I have to be 100%. My tank has to be 100% running. Amen? Because if your tank's at a half, guess what? That's what you're going to get. See, like I said, God's not going to just go, oh, sprinkle, 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 you've got fullness of God. He doesn't do that. Did I do that, really? That's kind of weird, wasn't it? Sorry, you should have seen it from up here. I don't know why that came out that way. But y'all have to realize that God's just not going poof and you've got it. Y'all, we have to walk with Him every day. Every day. And the more that you walk with Him, the more that your tank gets full. And then you start reaping the benefits of walking with God. Amen? Man, that ought to excite you this morning. It fires me up to talk about being the fullness of God. Woo! Because see, when everything else starts happening and all that worldly junk starts coming against you, say, no, 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 I have the fullness of God in me. That's what the Word says. And so when I walk with you every day, all the time, I can enjoy the fullness of strength. See, Nehemiah says, the joy of the Lord is my strength. 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 Goodness gracious. Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. See, the Scripture tells us these things, but when we start learning to walk in that and start believing it, say, oh, I said the B word, believe. See, you got to start believing that it's true, that this Word is true. I encourage you, just like this comes from our pastor. Don't take my word for it. Go look it up yourself when you get home. And you start reading it. And it'll change your life. You see, that's what, when we're struggling with stuff, what are you doing? Are you struggling? Are you calling everybody and telling them, I'm struggling, I need help. Why don't you call God first? Woo! Say, hallelujah, I got fullness of strength because I walk with you, so I need your fullness. And I'm going to pull on that so I can get up and do whatever I need to do. Amen? Instead of letting that worldly junk pull us down. Y'all find Isaiah 41. I love this scripture. Isaiah 41. It's a good one. Everybody found Isaiah 41? Amen. Any old minds? No old minds. All right. Okay, we're going to be in verse 10. And it says, fear thou not. Everybody say, don't be afraid. Oh, that's part of you said it. Say, don't be afraid. There you go. Say it with something. You know, when things are coming against you and go, oh, I'm not afraid. That doesn't work, y'all. Have some confidence that God is with us and that we have the fullness of God. It says, fear thou not, for I am with you. See, God tells us He's with us. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen. Everybody say strengthen. I will help thee. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Listen to what it says in the Amplified. Do not fear anything, for I am with you. Do not be afraid, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Be assured. He doesn't say, oh, I might strengthen you if I feel like it today. No. He says, I will strengthen you. Be assured. I will help you. I will certainly take hold of you with my righteous right hand, a hand of justice, of power, of victory, of salvation. Oh, thank you, Father. Somebody ought to holler glory after that one. Yeah. See, we need to be getting fired up instead of, because that's what we come to church to do, is we come to church to learn and we come to church to get built up so that when tomorrow, Monday morning rolls around and your alarm clock goes off and you're going, oh, I got to go back to that. No. If you're walking in the fullness of God, then when that alarm clock goes off, you get up going, man, thank you, Lord, I get to go to that today. I get to go to that. And with you, I will make it through the day. With you, I will fix a new pot of coffee if somebody drank the last cup. Because that usually messes your morning up. Right? But see, with God, it's, I get to do it. I don't have to. Amen? Man, we need to get this in our hearts. That we have the fullness of God. We get to have fullness of life and fullness of light and fullness of strength. Which leads us to the fourth thing. Fullness of forgiveness. This is a good one. Because we all need forgiveness. Well, there again, I don't want to say that. Ricky needs forgiveness. We do things. We go through things. And why is it so hard for people to why is it hard for people to realize that God forgives us? You know, because we ask for forgiveness, and His Word says, I forgive you. His Word says that I forget your sin no more as far as the east is to the west. That's what it says in Psalms 103. Amen? What a God. In Hebrews 8, He says, I remember it no more. Then why do we remember it? See, I wrote this down yesterday. The complete and total forgiveness offered by God to those who repent. Forgiveness is not temporary. Everybody said, not temporary. Start believing it then. Amen. What you did yesterday, or what you did 15 years ago, or what you did 30 years ago, ask for forgiveness and move on. Repent. That means to change. So whatever you did, and if you're Ricky, whatever you did stupidly, right, then you get rid of that and move on. Leave it alone. See, God is so good because He says, I remember it no more. His Word says that, not Ricky. But guess what that good news is? You don't have to live with that guilt and shame anymore. It's okay to receive God's forgiveness. Amen? This is not about you forgiving somebody else. This is about understanding that God loves you so much that He forgives you. He already knows you screwed up. I mean, that's, you know. Anyway, I'm not singling anybody out. I'm just saying. He knows when we mess up, y'all. He does. And He just wants us to say, man, God, I'm sorry. Forgive me. You know? And we don't have to go into Him crying and begging, oh, please forgive me. No, His Word says, just ask Him to forgive you. He will. He says, and then He forgets it. So move on. What a wonderful God. See, why don't we start understanding that we can enjoy these benefits of God? Because it's bad enough with the world treating Christians the way the world treats us that some people, I know y'all might find it hard, but some people go, I'm done. I can't do it no more. I'm walking away. They don't understand what the benefits of walking with God is. Is it easy? No, it's not easy. But it gets easier when you learn the fullness of God. Amen? Number 5. Fullness of righteousness. The fullness of righteousness is moral and spiritual completeness in alignment with God's character and will. And we get to live righteous through the Holy Spirit. See, that's our compass, y'all. And the good news is that we're justified. It's not because of what we do. It's not because of our works or because of our merits or whatever you want to call them. But it's because we're justified by faith, because God said, you are made righteous. Sometimes we don't maybe necessarily feel righteous, but you're still righteous. So see, when we start learning how to get rid of that junk, we get to enjoy the fullness of righteousness. Go to Ephesians 1. And again, I'm showing y'all where it actually says this stuff. It tells us this. And we have to learn to tap into that. Everybody found Ephesians 1? Amen? Oh my? Okay. Verse 4. According as He hath chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world. Oh my. He knew us before the foundation of the world. If you look and research this out, He knew us before He formed us in our mother's womb. What a God. That we should be holy and without blame before Him in love. Man, what a God. See, when we learn how to walk this out, that He loves us, you know, and that He knew us before the world. And He knew that we were not to blame. That's what He sent Jesus for us for. See, that's the fullness of God. Amen? I encourage y'all today to get a hold of this. Let me see. Number 6. Fullness of knowledge. Now, this is kind of a little two-edged thing, but this is really more about we get to enjoy the fullness of knowledge that God has of us. See, we get knowledge and we get revelation knowledge from the Word and the Holy Spirit. But you get to enjoy the fullness because God knows you. God has knowledge of you. That last scripture that was talking about the fullness of righteousness was talking about that He knew us before the world. So He has that knowledge. See, He has knowledge because He created us all. Amen? Fullness of knowledge, journey marked with lifelong revelation knowledge, not just about acquiring facts. It's about a personal, transformative encounter with God. And see, this is an ongoing process. Romans 12:2 says, "Be ye not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, to prove whatever is good, acceptable, and perfect will of God." Amen. That's what understanding what the fullness of God is. See, and He knows us. And so even when sometime we don't know what to do, God knows us. And the Holy Spirit guides us with what to do. Does it make sense? So you understand that then we tap into the fullness of knowledge. It's for us to gain, but it's for God that He's already got. Amen? Number 7. I told y'all this was going to be quick. Fullness of joy. Fullness of joy is a state of well-being, not dependent on external circumstances. And we've talked about that many times here at church. That joy is different than happiness. Happiness is a bowl of homemade vanilla Bluebell ice cream. That happiness right there. To me, that's happiness. For you, that might not be happiness. But see, that's not what joy is. Joy is a constant and stable state. Y'all go to Psalms. Thank you, Father. Psalm 16. Psalm 16. And we're going to be in verse 11. This says, "Thou wilt show me the path of life." God will show us the path, y'all. "In thy presence." Whose presence? God. Amen? "In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore." The fullness of joy, y'all, is when we're in the presence of God. And if we're not walking in the Word, it's hard to be in the presence of God. Amen? So when we're walking in that fullness of joy, because it's not determined, as Pastor Corey always says, when the Dallas Cowboys win 2 games in a row. That's more like a miracle, I think. But God still does miracles. Oh. Amen? That's number 8. Or no, that was number 7. Number 8. Fullness of peace. This is a good one right here. I'm going to spend just a few more minutes on fullness of peace. Complete and profound peace goes beyond the absence of conflict, encompassing a deep sense of well-being. Peace is like, the fullness of peace is no matter what's going on around you, And I don't mean it doesn't matter, but it doesn't matter. When everything's crazy and you have that fullness of peace, it's like, okay, that's good. Think about it this way. I told y'all my mind is, y'all know how. So the Holy Spirit gives me this example. Have y'all ever seen a press conference? And the person doing the press conference. And when that person up there is doing that press conference and they've got 200 people screaming at them a question, trying to get an answer. But that person is able to stand there and it doesn't faze them. See, that's peace. I saw this story yesterday and I thought it was so neat. It was a guy and he was talking, it was a minister talking. And I really wanted to share it with you because it was really a great analogy. He was talking about, y'all remember the story when the father brought his son that was having the seizures to Jesus to be healed? And while they're talking, the boy falls and starts having a seizure, you know, foaming at the mouth and everything else. And the dad's, you know, all shook up and everything else. And Jesus looks at him and goes, how long's this been happening? Just like, you know, can't you imagine Jesus? Jesus wasn't freaking out going, oh my gosh, what? He didn't go, oh my dad, what do I do? Wait. Instead of, oh my God, for those of you who are behind, oh my God, he said, oh my dad, what do we do? I thought that was great. See, Jesus didn't go, oh, does anybody know CPR? Does anybody, you know, they, Jesus stood there and goes, how long has this been happening? That's peace, y'all. See, Jesus, that's my next scripture. But when we have that peace, we don't go panic. Because we have the Prince of Peace. Amen? Amen. See, I almost got ahead of myself. In John 14, 27, it says, peace I leave with you, not as the world giveth, but I unto you let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. See, Jesus said, I give you this peace. It was in red in my Bible. Jesus said, I give you that kind of peace. So when you get those bills that you can't pay or you get something a doctor said, you don't have to freak out like you're doing a press conference. Amen? Because you have the fullness of peace in you. Jesus said he gave it to us. It's up to you to receive that peace. Amen? What a wonderful thing. See, so as we've talked about this morning about things that we've gone through and things that we see and the world hitting you, and just like we started, the Holy Spirit knows that people are dealing with stuff. So it's time to not necessarily take a step back, but it's just time to take a step and go, wait a minute. I have the fullness of God. That means I have fullness of life and fullness of light and fullness of strength and fullness of joy and fullness of peace and fullness of, you see, instead of freaking out and panicking, the Prince of Peace said he gave the peace to us. Receive it, y'all. Receive that peace. It's life-changing. It's life-changing. Remember, man is not your provider. God is. Amen? Last one, and I'll close. Number 9. Fullness of God's glory. Amen. Fullness of God's glory. So this is a total completeness, manifestation of God. The true of that is Jesus, y'all. The glory of God is Jesus. Everything God is was in Jesus when he sent to us. It was God. See, that's the glory of God. See, Jesus died so that we didn't have to go through all the stuff that we still try to go through. You get it? But see, Jesus is the fullness of God's glory. Because he took upon all that stuff so that we don't have to. Sometimes we choose to still walk through some of that junk. But we don't have to because of God. Amen? The Holy Spirit enables us to experience in that. The Holy Spirit enables us to walk in that. Stuff that, you know, a lot of times we go, because things that happen, we just, it's like, you know? That's Jesus. The fullness of God's glory. I was reading over this again, like I said, I was yesterday morning maybe. I don't remember what it was. And our back windows, they overlook the back of our place slopes off. And I've got a lot of cleared around oak trees back there. And I was reading and I'd been meditating a little bit. And I just happened to look up. And this young buck runs out in the middle. Still had some velvet on, you know. And he just run out there in the open and stood there and looked around. And I thought, okay, God, got it. Because that's the goodness of God, y'all. That's God's glory in everything that we see. But we got to choose to start seeing all that stuff. We got to start choosing to operate in the goodness of God, the fullness of God. Instead of allowing it to drag it, you know, it's like when you, if you had kids when you were younger, you know, or even older, and they would hold on to your pant leg like, Dad, don't leave, you know, or Mom. We've got to quit letting that stuff attach itself to us. We've got to start learning to experience the fullness of God. Amen. And now's the time. I'm going to leave y'all with this. I'm going to pray this over you. You can follow along, but I'm going to pray for it's in Ephesians. And I'm going to read it out of the Passion. Because I just, I read it in the Passion. And so, let me find it real quick. I thought I had it saved. Okay, so I'm going to read it out of the Passion, and I want to pray it over y'all this morning. This is to y'all and to me, because I want you to get the gist of what this has to say. So I kneel humbly in awe before the Father of our Lord Jesus, the Messiah, the perfect Father of every father and child in heaven and on the earth. And I pray that He would unveil within you the unlimited riches of His glory in favor until supernatural strength floods your innermost being with His divine might and explosive power. Then by constantly using your faith, the life of Christ will be released deep inside you, and the resting place of His love will become the very source and root of your life. Then you will be empowered to discover what every Holy One experiences, the great magnitude of the astonishing love of Christ in all its dimensions. How deeply intimate and far-reaching is His love. How enduring and inclusive it is. Endless love beyond measure that transcends our understanding. This extravagant love pours into you until you are filled to overflowing with the fullness of God. Never doubt God's mighty power to work in you and accomplish all this. He will achieve infinitely more than your greatest request, your most unbelievable dream, and exceed your wildest imagination. He will outdo them all, for His miraculous power constantly energizes you. Now we offer up to God all the glorious praise that rises from every church in every generation through Jesus Christ, and all that will yet be manifest through you, time and eternity. Amen. If you want to look back, man, that's something to pray every day. That's in Ephesians 3:14 through 21. And I pray that over y'all today, that you receive that. That you're energized beyond energized. That y'all make the Energizer Bunny look like a turtle. Slow. And y'all just, you understand. You see, it's time that as Christians that we understand that we don't have to take the muddle and the junk and what the world's dishing out. That we have benefits. And when we walk with God and that we seek God diligently, that we get to enjoy His fullness in everything that we do. Amen? Amen. Man, what? Have y'all had a good time this morning? Did you get something? See, because when you come, you should come expecting to take at least something. And so maybe you might not have got all nine things. Maybe you got one. But that's okay. Take it with you tomorrow. You know, we never do a service without giving you a chance to accept Jesus Christ. If you've never been saved, that you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life, we're going to give you that opportunity right now with every head bowed and every eye closed. If you've never asked Jesus to come into your life and save you, to be your Lord and Savior, because there is a heaven and hell. And so if you don't really know where you're going to go when it's time to leave this earth, then I beg you to make Jesus your Lord and Savior right now, to enjoy eternal life in heaven. So those of you who have never accepted Jesus, we don't do anything crazy. We're just going to say a simple prayer. And we're going to ask all the believers to say it with us. Because you could be sitting by somebody that's never accepted Jesus, or you get this prayer in your heart so you can lead other people to Jesus. Man, y'all, that's what we've got to do. Wherever we're at, we got to start leading more people to the Lord. So right now, if you've never accepted Jesus, I want you to say this out of your mouth. Believers, y'all know how we do it. Y'all say it with us. Say, Father in heaven, I open the door of my heart and I ask you to come in and save me. I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I believe Jesus died and was raised from the dead. Father, I make today my God day. And Father, I thank you that I can enjoy the fullness of you, Father. In Jesus' name. Before we say amen, if there was anybody that just gave their life to the Lord, just on the count of three, I'm going to have you stick your hand up real quick. We're going to get you a Bible, and then you can put it right back down. The Word says that don't be afraid to acknowledge Jesus before man, and He'll acknowledge you before the Father. So on the count of three, if you just accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, get that hand up real quick. One, two, three. Anybody? All right. Praise God. Everybody's saved in here. Amen? Man, thank y'all so much for allowing me to minister to y'all. I can't tell y'all, it's just such an honor. And I love each and every one of you. And thank y'all. We're going to have Miss Sharon close for us this morning.